The podcast is back, yeah, it's not been forgotten. You're getting some more. We're spoiling you rotten. There's some brilliant nuggets of comedy gold, and also some stories that shouldn't have been told. There's some laws that are crazy, a shoplifting baboon, a dog that isn't normal, an injury caused by boobs, a poo that refuses to go round the bend, and possibly a little bonus bit right at the end. It's the Comedy Society Comedy Podcast. Comedy Society Comedy Podcast. The Comedy Society Comedy Podcast. Comedy Society Comedy Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Comedy Society Comedy Podcast.
Hello.
I'm Loz.
Hello, Loz.
And who are you?
I am Joe.
Joe. Hello, Joe.
How are you?
Good week? I'm all right. I'm a bit stressed. Dissertation, but you all right?
Yeah, the same, really. Yeah. Dissertation's very stressful. Yeah. But let's not talk about that.
That's not funny. We're all about the comedy. It's been a bit of a busy week. The last one went out all right. It's still not been approved by iTunes, but it's been
submitted. May take some time.
Yeah. But you can download it off the website where you listen to this
it
one.
It takes time for our bribery check to get through to... Steve Jobs.
Yeah, I sent him loads of chocolate orange.
Wow, we don't get these chocolate oranges here in California. These guys are all right by me.
I love your impressions.
I can hit it against the table and then all the segments come off. I think it's the future of Apple.
Orange.
That's
a Terry's chocolate apple.
That's not going to be quite as good because you have to like take a big bite of the chocolate. It's probably just going to make you choke.
Yeah, it's good if you've got a loose tooth though. I was at. I've been in school today.
School.
Yeah, I'm teaching a lot of kids how to do radio.
Oh really?
Yeah, and we're doing a show on comedy, and I gave them an exercise book and said write down any ideas in that. Right. So I'm just going to read off this little thing that they've wrote down. Right. A group of year six children. Mm-hmm. A group of friends go to farm. Get too near to a cow. Trip over.
Or trip over the cow.
Trip over. Cow poos on head. That's it. Look, genuinely, that was it.
That's it. It's concise. Yeah, brevity is the soul of wit.
I was also one of the children today. Out of nowhere, we're talking about radio and how to do radio, and one of the kids literally just out of nowhere just said, "I know how to slaughter a pig." Oh,
did he have like a mad stare in his eyes?
And it was a girl, a really
sharpening
friendly,
a big knife.
A really friendly little girl just said it. We weren't talking about pigs or animals or death or anything. He was like, "I know how to slaughter." And then she told me how, and I was like, "I don't really want to know that."
So if we brought a pig in now, would you be able to slaughter it for us?
Well,
have a little barbecue.
I wouldn't want to, but I could. I've no how to do it. Anyway, should we crack on?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. We're here with Michael Hutchinson.
Hutchinson.
A valued member of
the Comedy Society. A senior That's... member of the Comedy Society.
Yeah, you've been here since the beginning.
Senior member, even though I am a first year.
Yeah.
But that means shit all.
Let's not talk about
that. That means you get the other 2 years of cocking about and we have to get a job in the summer.
I know. That's... But it's depressing for me, though, because that means you're going
to
be leaving.
Oh, yeah, it's depressing for you, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's so depressing.
You must cry yourself to sleep every night thinking about your 2 years of fun.
It might not be as good next year, what with you lot leaving.
Well, that's a given.
Yeah,
really.
That's
it will not
safe
be as
assume.
Good next year, what with you lot leaving.
You'll have nobody to make you awesome posters.
Anyway, should we crack on with...
Yeah, what have you brought in to talk to us about?
Well, I did a bit of just lazing about on the internet before I came, and I saw these 25 ridiculous laws from around the world.
Oh, I love these.
These are always
and they're always funny to discuss, and I've highlighted in orange the ones that I think are extremely hilarious.
No, he actually has highlighted in orange.
Yeah, he's printed it out. Yeah,
I've printed it out.
Lots of preparation gone into this.
Bullet pointed. They were numbered, but when I copied and pasted it in, they became bullet points, which was quite disappointing.
I'm disappointed.
So now I can't count.
It's not a top 20 anymore.
Well, it's the top few bullet points laws. one of them, in Devon, Texas, it is against the law to make furniture while you are nude. And I just thought that was...
Do you reckon that's come about after someone cut his knob off trying to make a chair?
Possibly.
Is this in your own house or...
I don't know. When
in
read
DHS.
That, I just because you know a lot of people in America they tend to.
It's
do
legal
stuff.
To do a lot of things nude in public. In fact, pretty much anything.
That is true. But whenever I imagine that, I always think of people doing it in their garage or their garage, as they would say in America. Because a lot of people do that in America. They do stuff.
They talk in an American accent.
The thing open and people go past on bicycles and like, "Hey, oh. Mr. Johnson, what's that?
That's a nice Johnson.
What's that? That's a chair. Oh, I mean the other thing, Mr. Johnson.
That's my hammer.
That's its nickname.
That's a baby's arm holding an apple.
I use it to put the nails in the chair.
It's my drill.
Oh no.
Innuendo.
In my okay. endo? No. A driver's license in Athens can be taken away if the driver is thought to be either poorly dressed or unbathed. Which, wow. I don't know how you would even get to that situation.
Well, there'd be no taxi drivers for a start, would
there? Oh, yeah, it's probably...
Is that racist? Is that...
Well, against the race taxi of drivers. Taxi drivers.
You'd just be like... the policeman would stop the car and he'd be like, excuse me, sir, I noticed a smell as you drove past. Sorry, I didn't bathe this morning. Get out of the car, please.
Hand over your license, please, sir.
You must links and drive.
So what would qualify as poorly dressed? Just like a t-shirt well. That clashes with your jeans, maybe?
Maybe you've just been making some naked furniture. And then you decided to
spots
get in your
and
car.
Spots and stripes.
Yeah, blue and green.
Yeah, things that just don't match. Like I think maybe Gokwan is a policeman in Greece.
That would be amazing.
Or that's how we started off.
Hand over your license, please, sir.
Is that another impression?
We've been found to be completely unfashionable.
That's another impression. Of it.
And a complete lack of fabulousnessness.
It's in Switzerland. It's illegal for a man to relieve himself while standing up after 10 p.m.
Where did that law come from?
I've no... Well, Switzerland, clearly.
Well, yeah. Way.
In California, it's illegal for a vehicle without a driver to exceed 60 miles per hour. It's also very very difficult for that to happen.
Who gets done for that? Who gets done for that?
The car.
Gravity,
that's
I believe.
He gets sent to the pound and crushed.
Herbie is in jail.
Where was that? California?
Yeah, California.
Yeah, so that could possibly be Arnold Schwarzenegger has seen Herbie the film and thought, this cannot be. I cannot be having cars without a driver.
I do not like cars with personalities driving.
Wow, you were criticising my impressions.
Well, go on then, do your Arnie.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
Come on, do it.
That car,
do it, kill me.
That car is driving at 65 miles an hour. There's
stop
no one
whining.
In the driver's seat.
Stop that car and get it crashed.
Hasta la vista, Ford Mondeo.
Hasta la vista, Herbie.
In Wilbur, Washington, it's illegal to ride an ugly horse.
whose job is it to decide whether the horses are attractive or not?
Gokwan. No.
When he's not working as a policeman in Greece.
Yeah.
This horse is terribly ugly. It needs more makeup.
Oh, no. And then they get Gokwan in. They import him over.
He's a busy man.
He is. He's a busy man.
Gokwan, the busy man.
Gokwan, busy man. Gokwan, busy man.
Apparently in Louisiana, biting someone with your natural teeth is considered simple assault, but biting someone with your dentures is aggravated assault.
I suppose if you're using dentures, it's a weapon.
Yeah,
it is
a weapon, technically. Take them out and...
It's not a natural thing. You could throw your dentures out.
For the people at home, I'm making a biting gesture with my hands.
And I am doing the sound
And
effects.
It is hilarious.
It was hilarious. So funny, we didn't laugh. Because...
It was one of those...
To break the sound barrier with the microphone.
Supersonic laugh.
But yeah, that's cool. That's about all the laws... That I have at the moment.
Oh, thanks for that, Michael. Yeah, that was very entertaining.
How patronising was that? Thanks for that, Michael. That was very entertaining.
Well done. You tried very hard, and we've really
Gold
enjoyed
star.
Your. Yeah. I'll, 10 out of 10.
I'll go now. Back to my cellar.
We have Billy Keeble with us now. Hello, Billy.
Hello, Billy.
How are you?
Yeah, we're all right.
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm not bad. I'm sort of a bit of a lazy day. I'm quite tired right now. I haven't really done anything, but, you know, it's just good to be tired.
It's good to be tired.
I try to be tired once a night.
Really. Yeah.
This is my mate. Like the biggest problem I have being a lowly first year. You know, everyone, all the first years, all you guys are complaining about your dissertations. I'm sort of living the life of Riley. I say living the life of Riley.
It's never too early to start your dissertation.
I'm just sort of in my bed playing video games. That's sort of. I'm glad you said video games.
I'm glad you said video games. So yeah, for anyone who doesn't know Billy, he was the guy that opened up our last gig.
Oh yeah.
With the very funny Charlie Sheen anecdote.
Yeah.
There's actually a point in my set when I thought of your Hadouken line and started laughing.
I've actually got to watch that again, your one, because that was when you told me that. So I don't believe him.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
So I'll have to go and find that for myself.
It was during the year when I was reading out my letter. I just sort of laughed between. It was like,
oh, Hadouken.
Yeah. Anyway,
you can download a plugin for Firefox now that censors the internet for mentions of Charlie Sheen in case you're bored of him.
Why would you want to though?
Maybe if you hate laughter.
I know, but I mean, like, he just comes out with such gold at the moment.
Maybe
I mean,
if you're just a loser.
Yeah. I mean, like on his Twitter feed, he posted, they say nice guys finish last,
this is brilliant.
But winners finish on her face. And I think that is
he's a classy guy.
Yeah. It got removed.
What do I?
But I have got my collection of weird news, which I sort of talked about in my stand up. I haven't got the same ones. I've got more ones.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one I've got is a Twitter feed that has been created for a Egyptian cobra that escaped from a zoo in the Bronx. and they can't find it. And how a cobra can escape.
And use Twitter.
it just slips through the bars. It's easy.
But it's a very funny Twitter feed.
It slips through the bars. I love when they put snakes in cages.
Oh, they put this one. Now they've learned their mistake.
Yeah. Sort of like
that's why it escaped.
Just put it.
Hey, this crazy snake. It ain't in his cage no more. What's the big idea?
Hey buddy, where's this?
Hey, why is that polar bear in a tank?
Just squeezed in. Yeah.
So what's this snake been tweeting about?
Well, one is 4 hours ago. It sent getting my morning coffee at the mud truck. Don't even talk to me until I've had my morning coffee. Seriously, don't. I'm venomous. yes, very funny.
So are cobras actually venomous? Have they checked their facts?
Yeah, they are.
We've also established that a snake is a fan of the pun.
Yeah. But it's one of the most venomous types of cobra as well.
Oh.
So this is just sort of slithering around the Bronx. So I quite like it. You know, there's just going to be a film about that with Samuel L. Jackson. just the B movie sequel to Snakes on a Plane.
They should also let a mongoose escape and they can have a battle.
That'd be amazing. Battle Royale.
The Battle of the Bronx.
Battle of the Bronx.
I have had it with this motherfucking snake in this motherfucking borough of New York.
Let me see. Oh, he's got his one. Thinking about seeing how to succeed in business without really trying. That Daniel Radcliffe really speaks to me. So that can work on two levels. A, Daniel Radcliffe is talentless. And B, he plays Harry Potter. He can talk to snakes. So it works on multiple levels. You know, he's mastered the pun. He's mastered the pun, this snake. It was a good one. 23 hours ago, not a fan of G.I. Joe. Cobra, who would have thought? But there's just loads of them. And then taking the Sex and the City tour, I'm totally Samantha. So that one's very
there
poor.
He's killed the pun there.
Yeah, but that one was from yesterday. So
he's got better.
So he's getting better. What else have we got?
He's got better.
There's one as well. I can't find it now, but there's one where he's announcing, he says he's got to the point of stardom now where he needs to announce a world tour like Charlie Sheen. And then I've got another one here, which it's from The Telegraph. and it's just called Fred the Baboon Given Lethal Injection. Now, that doesn't scream, oh, comedy society.
Fred the Baboon sounds like a really shit gangster.
Yeah.
Hey, Fred the Baboon.
He's a gangster that never wore pants.
But the...
They call him... Actually, that'd be like a Guy Ritchie sex, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
This is Frank the Baboon. Why is he called Frank the Baboon? Well, I guess you're going to find out. He's got a red ass. He's got a shiny red ass, you mug.
Masturbates in public.
He'll chuck shit at you.
That doesn't sound like any less... that does sound like the standard Guy Ritchie film.
Mm. Maybe we'll see it after Sherlock Holmes 2. It's just him making a...
This is old biopic. Shirley Holmeslice. He's going to solve the mystery and then knock you right up.
Shirley Holmeslice.
That sounds brilliant.
And his faithful sidekick, Dr. W.
That sounds like some bizarre sort of blaxploitation sort of remake. Shirley Holmeslice and Dr. W.
Ella fucking Mentry.
That's actually what I was expecting the Sherlock Holmes film to be like when I heard the
really?
Guy Ritchie was going to... I thought it was going to open with, like, Vinnie Sherlock Jones. Holmes beating... Yeah, Vinnie Jones as Sherlock Holmes beating a prostitute with his pipe. Then he just turns toward the screen, there's a freeze frame while the voice over a guy goes, "This is Sherlock Holmes."
Or as his friends know him, old SCP.
Shirley Holmeslice.
Shirley Holmeslice.
But
he's gonna find the clues,
and then he's gonna shag some birds,
and then he's gonna fuck you right up, you slag.
He's gonna piss on your mum's tits.
But this Fred the Baboon.
Back to Fred the Baboon.
Back to Fred the Baboon.
What did he do to deserve the lethal injection?
Well,
he jumped off a building in New York.
Over the past year, he has been he has attacked and injured 3 people, and he has raided cars. He's broken into cars. He's literally
taken the CD player,
thrown a stone at a window of a car to see if there's food in there, and then he's been shoplifting as well.
Shoplifting. I don't think he sort of goes in, has a sneaky look around, and then puts the Mars bar up his jumper.
Goes into clothes accessories, puts some scrunchies up in his jacket pocket.
He comes out wearing a new jacket that he hasn't paid for yet.
He goes to the changing rooms and put layers of t-shirts underneath his.
But they killed him for that.
Yeah, it's
that's really sad.
It was caught last week, caged, and then executed by lethal injection. And so I thought,
execute a baboon.
Yeah.
You can put it down, you can't execute it. Execute it implies that it has broken the law.
It's shoplifted.
Well, again,
I think you have to
cars.
Really understand the laws to...
to apply to one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure most human laws do apply just to humans.
Yeah. I suppose humans can't shit in the street. Dogs can.
Well, you got to pick it up, haven't you?
Yeah.
So, is there a law saying a human can't shit in the public? As long as you pick it up.
As you pick it up.
You probably get sectioned. There probably isn't a strict law, but you get sectioned. Definitely.
Yeah. It might be indecency as well.
Probably would. Because if you were to do that, you'd inevitably, if it was a guy, you'd have to show off a bit of testicle to do it, unless you're very crafty.
Let's get some assless chaps.
Why were assless chaps invented? I found myself wondering this the other day.
as you were going through your wardrobe.
Is it not because they're made of leather, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're made of leather, so, and because it's quite hot if you're in a club, and if you're wearing assless chaps, so it's just like sort of get a bit of a breeze in.
What sort of club do you go to see people wearing assless chaps?
I don't know, but I'd like to go to one.
Oh, he's really revealing himself.
Yeah,
here.
Not to take part, you must understand. Just to document.
I suppose it's quite nice to feel the breeze in your glutinal cleft.
Yes.
Is that a posh word for ass crack?
Yes.
It's actually the technical term for it. So I yeah, and this was in South Africa, though. So you kind of expect it from them. That's a bit,
what?
Bit of casual racism.
Yeah,
is that
can't get through the day without killing a monkey.
those.
No, but you know, but in regards to sort of crime and punishment, South Africa are sort of renowned for being a bit on the harsher side. But yeah, we were talking about pooing in the street before. Sort of like, it just reminded me of a story.
When I was a young man.
It's my friend. He was walking home from town after a night out. It's about three in the morning. And he gets about halfway there and he's like, oh, I really need to take a shit. I wasn't with him. He was walking home by himself. I wouldn't have let him go through this act if I was
alone.
Hold his hand while he's doing it, you know. There's dangerous people in, you know, at night. And he went to do it. He took his trousers down. He took his boxers down, and was in, he wasn't just doing it on like the middle of the road. It was he had the class to do it behind a hedge. And he had some Kleenex as well, so he didn't have any problems. It should be fine. But apparently, as soon as he started, he realised a weight in his trousers, and because of the way he positioned, it had just fallen into his boxers.
Man,
it'd fallen in his boxers and trousers, and sort of like, so he had to, you know, scoop it out. But he starts to walk home with it, and it's sort of like,
I didn't need to hear that.
I know.
I'd throw
this is what life is like in the Northwest.
I'm from the Northwest, and
you're not really from the Northwest, though.
West Yorkshire is pretty Northwest.
I know, but I'm further Northwest.
less further north.
You're trying to out-northern each other.
I'm further west.
I'm further west, but that doesn't mean anything. That just means I'm closer to Wales. I am on the border.
That's unlucky, that is.
It's not bad, though, I wouldn't say.
I was raised in Wales. I've never seen Wales in the sunshine.
It was.
I have once or twice, because that's where all my sort of summer holidays inevitably go. It's like, instead of everyone else, oh, we're going to Florida, we're going to Spain.
I'm going to Bognor.
Yeah. Where am I going this year? I think I'm going to Anglesey this year for my summer holiday with my parents.
I had Bangor down as one of my choices for university.
Me too.
But I didn't go because I've never had a good cup of tea in Wales. I didn't think I could go for 3 years without a nice cup of tea.
You are so middle class.
You could make your own tea, or is that...
Well, in a flask imported from... It's the hard water.
So next story I've got is from the Metro, and it's sheep gives birth to dog.
What?
On Chinese farm.
No, it didn't happen. Didn't happen.
I'm sort of sensing a very Ricky Gervais Carl Pilkington thing here.
Yeah, like, well, this is what you're reminding
me. It didn't happen. You're the monkey news,
and now it's
sheep gives birth to dog. I'd like to point out that this is on the Metro website. So,
it is on the Metro website, but you can't say that dog does not look a little bit like a sheep.
That is amazing. Someone's taken a picture of a Westie and put it next to a sheep and said, "Yes, this."
We'll have to put a link up to this in the description for the podcast.
Oh, that is amazing!
But it's 2 days early for April Fool's Day.
And they're calling it a lamb dog here, when they're just sort of missing the fact you could just call it a sheep dog.
Has it even got a collar?
Was it born with the collar?
I don't know. I'm looking as if to say it was, but it clearly wasn't. All right, let's see what it says. He came across the lamb dog in one of his fields shortly after it was born, and by born he means his sheep was licking the creature, and therefore it was caught in that moist, fresh from the womb look.
Well, that's not really like evidence.
I know, it kind of does look like a sheep.
The sheep could have just mistaken the dog for a lamb and started licking it.
You could see that. Obviously, it's a dog. But you can see it looks
slightly woolly
sheepy.
Dog.
It looks a bit sheepy.
Oh, that is amazing.
That is the most made up news story of the day.
Here's a quote. When I went up close to check on the lamb, I was shocked because it looked so weird, like a cross between a sheep and a dog. I was a bit frightened, as I've been raising sheep for 20 years and I'd never seen such a creature. That's because it's not from a sheep. It's a dog, but it's a puppy that sort of wandered onto a field. Sheep decided to lick it. That's sort of like, you can lick anything, it doesn't mean it belongs to you. I could lick you, it doesn't mean you're my child.
Please don't.
There's only one way to find out.
Where was the sheepdog thing?
That's China.
China.
But it's just all weird.
Full absolute bollocks.
I was not expecting that. When I saw that picture, I was not expecting that.
It's just bizarre. But it's just, I love the Metro News. There's just more related items here. Man forced to eat his own beard.
I have a friend who gets all his news from the Metro.
Well, like, I like
twisted individual.
It is bizarre. I kind of want to sort of see why this man was forced to eat his own beard. I'm sort of going off a tangent here because I had more
This could never end. Reading the Metro.
I know. It's sort
this
of,
segment.
I recommend it to everyone. So I'm on now.
Ooh.
After penis severing, ear slicing man.
Can I just say that Joe's little ooh there was because it was a picture of cleavage.
But yeah, it's the top five bizarre injuries.
Wait, hold on, the caption is attack of the giant boobs.
Yeah.
Miss not a bad way to be attacked. Right?
Miss Plastic Hungary.
Is that when she's plastic hungry or is she from Hungary?
No, she's from Hungary. I assume it's like a beauty pageant for those who've had a ton of plastic surgery. It says her name is Alexandra Horvath. She lost out on the illustrious crown after her fake boobs apparently caused her to topple off her high heels. That's not a bizarre injury. That's just sort of being a bit top heavy and tipping over.
I bet it was embarrassing for her.
But you wouldn't say it's a bizarre injury.
It's both funny and sexy. So.
It's sort of like
sexy funny.
I love the way it's sort of written in this article because it's sort of written like a 14-year-old teenager. So there was this teenager in Australia.
I'm pretty sure the Metro is written by a 14-year-old.
It sounds like it's just hearsay. And he thought it was a good Halloween idea to pour petrol on a playground slide and then set it alight, then slide down it. All right, you're asking for trouble, really. Oh, and then tell everybody he'd been mugged to explain the second-degree burns he'd incurred after his trousers and underpants caught fire.
So this guy mugged him and then set fire to his ass. that's his excuse.
It doesn't really work, does it?
Was it in Scotland? Because it wouldn't spread.
Austria.
20-year-old in Germany, he thought it was a good idea to hide a firecracker up his arse to
avoid
being
caught.
Firecracker. They'd stopped him after getting wind he'd been allegedly setting off homemade fireworks.
That's a bad choice of words there, isn't it? Getting wind. They got wind of it.
That's not even really an injury. That's just saying a guy shoved something up his arse.
And then set fire to it.
Well, no, he didn't. He doesn't say anything at all. He just says, well, it's not included. Penis in a pipe. the only. Yep, it's Willy stuck in a steel pipe, man. What a shit superhero. Lest you've forgotten, doctors had no luck setting his number three, and it took the efforts of firefighters and the trusty metal grinder to liberate his swollen member from its metal trap.
How did he get it stuck? Like,
well,
some quality journalism there.
Sort of trying to fuck it, I guess.
it's like
you can't afford.
It's how you get your penis stuck in most things, really.
I understand the motives behind the getting it stuck, but how did it stick? If you get it in there, why can't you get it out?
Maybe it got warm and contracted.
Could he not just think about his grandma, like, just to pull himself out?
I honestly don't know how you could get stuck in it.
Unless it was bad.
Unless it was, like, a really, really small pipe, and he decided just to see if he could fit his flaccid penis in it.
Just brute
force of ignorance. And somehow got an erection into some sort of bizarre thing happening there. But I don't...
Viagra could be involved.
Viagra could have been involved.
My friend was stuck Viagra, and it took him like about 13 hours to let's just say relieve the side effects. And he had chest pains.
my friends went on a trip to France for skiing, and they were going over on the ferry, and they spiked my friend's tea with Viagra. And apparently he was just sort of sitting there at the bar, just sort of stroking himself, doing that, rubbing his knees, apparently, Fraser, and apparently had to run off, and we didn't see him for the rest of the night.
So,
you know what he's just been doing.
There's a bit in Complete History of My Sexual Failures, the brilliant film. There's a bit where he takes Viagra and just like runs around London asking people to have sex with him. It's really funny.
Doesn't sound funny. Sounds indecent. Man forced to eat own beard after lawnmower argument. Oh my god, look at him. He looks like a hairy Shrek.
I think I've seen this story before.
It looks like
the kid from Up, grown up.
Go on, explain the story to us.
Alright. Harvey Westmoreland told police the argument between himself, his brother, and two other men started when one of the latter drunkenly offered to buy said grass-cutting tool. So he said, "You can't buy my lawnmower." And he said, "Well, you know what's going to happen now. You're going to eat your beard."
And he did. makes sense. Was he fouly fast, though?
I don't know. Let me see. One thing led to another. And before I knowed it, it's actually what his quote, "Before I knowed it, there were knives and guns and everything just went haywire."
There were knives and guns and everything went haywire.
"They cut my beard off and forced me to eat it."
That's so weird.
Only in America.
It is. Where is it in the States? I kind of want to know. I don't think it'll say. Kentucky.
It says everything, doesn't it?
Beautiful Kentucky. He does look like a scary man, though, doesn't he? Before I got distracted by all these other ones, this next one I'm going to talk about, and the last one, was supposed to come after Lamb Dog.
I'm
bringing it back to Lamb Dog. Because in the bizarre chance it is real, that means a dog has raped a sheep.
No, it's impossible.
It's not real.
It's impossible.
Genetics dictate that's not real.
And I was talking to Sam about it before, and I don't think that I could ever picture anything quite so bleak as a dog raping a sheep. And sort of it sort of depresses me on the inside. Just sort of the idea of it, sort of a cross species rape. It's just not cool. Not that rape's cool in any situation, but that's specifically not cool. But yeah, I was going to talk
about... Didn't happen. It's fine. Don't worry yourself about it. Because a sheep in no way can give birth to a dog. It's impossible.
I know, yeah. It's sort of genetics. You know, if that could happen, it would have already happened. You know, there'd be some scientist somewhere who's making some sort of Frankenstein dog.
Yes! The sheep dog is complete!
But it sort of like serves no, like with like genetically modifying animals. They sort of have sort of, and when you do it with plants, it has some sort of reasoning behind it. So you just get the best parts of both and put it together. What can a sheep and a dog bring you? It can herd itself. It's just going to be running around in a circle, barking wildly. that is all I have got. On weird news.
Well, that was brilliant. Buddy. Yeah, Lamb Dog.
Lamb Dog will go down in history.
The history of the metro.
Yeah.
Are they going to keep it as a dog or a lamb?
I don't think they've got a choice. Like, if you're born with both genders, I don't think you have a choice.
Both species.
Yeah. Well, what would you take off as well? There's nothing you could do to sort of say. You know, it's now a sheep. We've done something. It is now a sheep. There's nothing really.
Yeah, that's because it's not a dog. The same species. Yeah,
because it's a dog. I do want it to be true, though.
Yeah,
I want it to be true. Be we keep coming back to Lamb Dog because it's the greatest.
Everything comes back to Lamb Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Billy.
Yeah. Cheers, Billy.
Thanks for having me.
No worries.
Hi, Lawson Joe.
Oh. Hi, Sam. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing quite good, but I wish that...
I'm a bit sad today. Why are you sad, Sam? Why are you sad?
Oh, because I turned 20 yesterday, and I did a birthday. I did a birthday yesterday. I was 20.
Birthday. The birthday happened.
Hello.
Hi, Sam.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. I'm Sam.
How was your birthday, Sam? Was it all right?
Well, yeah, no, it was okay. Yeah, it was good. I'm 20 now.
Congratulations. Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
I'm 21. I'm not in that club
anymore. I mean the over 20s club.
Wow. Yeah, I got.
You're a man now.
I am a man.
You are a man, my son.
I got really depressed just before I was 20. Not this isn't the Sam Chaplin character. I'm a bit sad.
It's my birthday and I've not got a proper hat. I've got to make one out of some cardboard.
Can I just say there was no reference to the old Sam Chaplin character in the last podcast?
Yeah, no.
So listeners, I've got no idea what you're talking about.
To fill listeners in.
You're recording this bit's going to go in.
When we were recording the last podcast,
We made fun of Sam by doing a silly voice.
Oh, no, I'm Sam Chaplin.
Sam Chaplin. Oh.
He looks so hurt.
I was depressed about being 19 and going to turn 20 and thinking I've wasted my youth, right? So I started over-romanticising everything I did on that final day of being a teenager. This is my final teenage. And the last one was my final teenage poo, which I did at about 11 p.m. Just so you know,
just to be safe in case you don't know me.
In case
you leave it too long, you might need another one. You might have a big sandwich.
If you leave it too late, there might be a crossover. If it becomes your last one of 19, then your first of 20.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Started pooing as a 19-year-old and then finished.
Happy birthday to me! Happy birthday to me!
Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, I did my final teenage poo, right? And I sort of, you know, did it. Cleaned up, I suppose, is the...
Wiped.
ladies. I maintain a spotless anus. So...
That's definitely going out.
Yeah,
edited out of context.
Yes.
That's going to come after the song again. This is Sam Chaplin. I maintain a spotless anus, ladies.
Impeccable it is. Not that you'd want to peck it. never mind. I did it, cleaned up, and then flushed, right? And something really weird happened, right? In the water in the toilet kind of went
up. Oh, I hate that.
Like that.
Yeah. That is scary, that.
Yeah, it is.
You're going, stop!
It never goes over in my experience.
It has in ours.
Has it?
Yeah, our toilet did go over a few times.
Yeah, but it went right to the top, and I thought, what the hell's going on? And I sort of stood up and looked, and I could see, just at the bottom, right, my final teenage poo. Right, and it was sort of sitting there, kind of looking back at me. But it wasn't like it wasn't a massive poo, so it shouldn't have been blocking the toilet. But it was, and it was stopping all the water going down, and it was just there, sort of clinging on.
Look at Joe's face.
It was as if it was kind of saying,
my soul has left me.
It was as if my poo.
I think it did.
That was my soul.
So what did your poo say?
It still left him and blocked the toilet.
It's as if it was trying to tell me. No, I don't.
you read a lot into it.
As if it was saying, no, I don't.
My toilet's blocked. It must be a sign. What are you trying to tell me, toilet?
It's a fateful poo.
Yeah, as if it's trying to say, no, I don't want to go. Right? I've only just emerged into these new surroundings, and I haven't even had the time to get used to them. And I've just let them slip past me, and already...
Slip past me,
and already I'm being cast down into my inevitable demise to the sewer with all the other old poo. And I could identify with it, because that's how I was feeling.
That's a metaphor
exactly.
For
that's exactly
day of teenagerhood.
So, Sam, you've had a shit life then, yeah?
You've ruined my final pun. Yeah! So wrap this up. it was there, and it was as if we were both in this mutual position.
Being forced into the sewer of adulthood.
Yeah, of time, you know, and I felt the water kind of represented the build-up of the inevitable passing of time, and that was just building up on top of the poo and forcing it down towards death. and we shared this moment, me and my final teenage
poetic.
Poo. It is poetic. It's not almost poetic, it very much is. We shared this moment of, you know, we're both in this mutual position, but we can't help each other out. And
we could have scooped it out.
And I quietly said sorry. And I think the poo sort of said sorry back.
Gave you a little nod.
A little nod. And then suddenly the water started draining and it was gone. And it had been, you know, cast.
Did you cry?
I wept. I openly wept. No, it was cast down.
Your tears causing ripples in the bowl.
It's gone now in the sewer with all the other old poo. And so a lot of people, you know.
And then you had your last teenage wank.
Thinking about that. Yeah. Yes. A lot of people say, you know, I feel a bit like shit. I really properly identified with poo for the first time. Not necessarily the last, but definitely the first. And yeah, that was how I spent my last teenage day. Not really, that's all exaggerated. I just had a poo and it went down fine. But I thought it would be funny to do a story where I had a philosophical moment with a turd.
We've all been there.
Have we? Yeah, there you go. That's my story for the week.
Thanks,
Sam. I've not got anything else.
Scatological story of the week. So, that was the podcast.
Mm.
Thank you.
Thanks to everyone who came. Michael, Andrew.
Billy. Chaplin. You get the second name treatment.
Oh. Mr. Chaplin to you.
Yes.
Dr. Chaplin.
Please tune in next week. We're going to have more excellent chat and more guests.
How do you tune into a podcast?
Find a way to tune into a podcast and then join us next week.
I'll download it through iTunes.
Will it be on iTunes?
It's been submitted. Takes about a year to approve. So,
does Steve Jobs have to listen to all of the podcasts?
Yeah, personally.
So, Steve Jobs, you're a knob.
Steve Knobs. Well, he's
not going to approve of it now.
Steve Knobs. Steve Dick.
Steve Dickhead. Steve the Pooh Face.
Steve.
He's all ill.
Bum. Yeah, we're insulting a sick man.
Steve Poo Willy Bum.
Steve,
take that.
Steve.
Approve this, Apple.
Hand job.
Steve's got a really cool job. Oh, that's not an insult.
Probably got the best job, really.
Goodbye.
Jobsite.com. Yeah. Steve Jobs site. Steve Jobs Center.
Goodbye.
Steve.
End of podcast. Bye.
Steve Jobs.
No sign of Steve Jobs.
Bye.
Steve Jobs are in decline.
Bye. Steve Jobs are in decline. Steve Liber lost jobs.
Yeah, take that, Gordon Browns.
I think your Sato is slightly out
there. Right, thank you for listening.
Fuck you, George Bush.
Goodbye.
Make love, not war.
Sam's gonna ruin this ending. Goodbye.
Bye.
Boom, boom, boom. The Comedy Society Comedy Podcast was presented by Loz Whittaker and Joe Lawrence, and this week featured Michael Hutchinson, Billy Keeble, and Sam Chaplin, who also does the song bits. The podcast is hosted by Lincoln University. That was the Comedy Society Comedy Podcast. Comedy Society Comedy Podcast.
Bloody hell. No, now look what you've done with this fabric that's split in half.
What have we done? We should put it back together.
What with? Shall we put it back together?
Stapler. Staples.
Oh, here you go then.
Thanks, I'll do it. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Staple.
Lights go down.
Blackout.
Oh, hello. Am I the customer?
Yeah, good. You be the customer.
What is this fabric and why is it expensive?
That would cost lots.
How much was it?
Million.
Why?
Because it's fabric of space and time.
Oh,
what is it?
If I break it, what happens?
Don't break it.
Why?
Just don't. It would be reckless.
What if I twist it around like this?
Oh, there goes my lunch hour.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't believe you. I'm going to break it. Let's go down again. That's it.
And then you'd see the thing was that it was, start of the sketch was, and we'd fucked up time and shit. There you go.
That was...
High five, Sam.
Boom. Sketch down.
Done.